Good afternoon. As ownership said earlier, today's decision was made after extensive thought, discussion, and consideration. On Friday, there was a significant amount of uncertainty and information coming in. We felt it was best to step back, evaluate the situation, and keep Adrian out of the game this past weekend. Over the weekend and early this morning, we gathered as much information as we possibly could, had multiple conversations with Adrian's attorneys, and met several times with Adrian personally. Based on all that, we made a decision that we felt was the right decision at this time. This is a very important issue, and I want to take time to emphasize that the issue of child welfare is extremely serious and should be taken serious not only by us but by everybody. We are trying to do the right thing. This is a difficult path to navigate regarding the judgment of how a parent disciplines his child. Based on the extensive information that we have right now and what we know about Adrian, not only as a person, but what he has also done for this community, we believe he deserves to play while the legal process plays out. At the same time, we must defer to the legal system to determine whether he went too far, but we cannot make that judgment. Adrian will be active for this weekend's game, but we will continue to monitor the situation and make the decision we feel is best for this organization and all parties going forward. I'll open it up for questions.
What message are you sending to abuse victims around the country by playing Adrian Peterson on Sunday as if it were just another game?
Yeah, I understand this is a very difficult thing to handle. But we feel strongly as an organization that this is disciplining in a child. And whether it's an abusive situation or not, or whether he went too far disciplining, we feel very strongly that that is the court's decision to make. But we also understand the seriousness of abusing children as well.
A couple of years ago, but told him to stay away. What's the difference with Adrian?
Those are all different situations. And based on the facts that we're able to gather, we make those determinations as an organization based on individual situations that have arose. So I cannot go into detail on the facts and all the information that we gather, but once we gather all the information we can, that's when we make our determination and base our decision.
Have you seen any other? You said you talked to Adrian and his attorneys. Have you talked to the police or prosecutors or seen any of the evidence that they used to indict him or the child's mother? Or are you just sticking with Adrian and the attorney's word?
Again, you have to respect that there's a legal process in place. And, you know, we have seen everything that's in the file. I will not get into any detail just because I hope that you can respect that the legal process is going to take its course. And everything and all the information that we've been able to gather as of today, this is the decision we felt was best.
Rick, have you talked
to the National Football League? Have you talked to them? Or
we've been in communication. There's a protocol that every team follows when there's an incident with a player. So, yes, we've been in communication with the NFL. But the decision to play Adrian is not a decision made by the NFL. The decision to play Adrian again is made by this organization.
What guidance did the NFL, though, tell you regarding this thing, especially in light of all the recent problems in the league?
There's a protocol in place on how we report everything. So we report it to the NFL. They were aware of the situation. But the decision based on having Adrian inactive this weekend was from our organization. And the decision based going forward as of today is our organization's decision.
What did you see?
I won't get into the details, but we did as extensive as we could, try to gather as much information from when we found out about the formal indictment on Friday to all the way up to where we're speaking before I came before you today.
But you, if you need to see the evidence in the case, if you were going to all rely on the court system and due process in order
we,
for
we did not have all the information on Friday. It's different. We have a lot more information today.
Evidence was any different?
We didn't know where we were at on Friday. We found out about this Friday afternoon. We wanted to take the weekend to step back as an organization to, and we felt it was best not only for this organization but for our football team and for Adrian to take care of everything personally he had to take care of over the weekend. We continued to gather as much information as we could. And that's where we're at as of today.
What do you think of it says about the organization to have the most arrests by a team in the NFL since 2000?
Well, again, we're looking at each of these cases individually. And I am not going to go through every case that we've had on a player arrested and what the circumstances were under those situations. We try extremely hard to educate our players. We have extra programs that we have put in place. We've done everything, working not only with the NFL, but doing things outside of what I would assume what most teams do. We really try to take extra steps to try to educate our players on making the right decisions off the field.
You kept Chris Cook away from here. You're playing
again, totally different.
Winning a game?
It has nothing to do with that. It has to do with the information that we have gathered.
Rick, you talk about the
photos, Rick. What part of those photos of that child don't tell you that it's abuse?
You know, no, when you look at the photos, the photos are disturbing. I understand that. But to be clear, you know, any matter that's involving the child is very important for this organization. But we also think that it is right for him to go through the process legally.
Rick, you talked about the problem.
Whoa.
Adrian was away a few days this summer. What did you guys know, and at that time, what did you think was going on?
From a timeline, you know, we knew we'd been in constant communication with his attorneys. And I won't get into what happened during that time. That's for his representatives and his attorneys to discuss with you. We were aware of the situation, but we did not know of any formal charges until actually this Friday.
Rick, process when the extent of the injuries and the facts are so readily available. In other words, what a jury says change about what you can see with your eyes?
I don't know. It hasn't been in front of the jury yet. And you know what we have is what we're aware of right now, and collecting all the facts and all the evidence that we can to make this decision. We felt this was the best decision going forward.
The protocol for the league, is it that if you suspended him before the league, would that hinder their ability to suspend him as well? Is that under the CBA?
You know, again, we there is a protocol that we follow with the league, okay? And we determined this weekend that he was going to be inactive based on everything that had happened as of Friday afternoon, and it was best for our organization. After evaluating that, we made the determination today that he will play going forward until he gets his day in court where he can, defend himself for his allegations. But right now, you know, we take the right steps with the NFL, and then the NFL goes from there.
A couple more questions, guys.
Friday was the first time you heard of all this? Friday was the first time you heard of all this, or had you known about this situation?
I won't get into the details of when we knew the situation, but we've been in constant communication with their attorneys and what was going on.
Do you have any, Rick?
The facts of each case are going to be judged on their own. But you cut Caleb King immediately. You cut A.J. Jefferson immediately. How much of this decision is about the fact Adrian's a much better football player?
It has nothing to do with him as a football player. It has to do based purely on the facts that we have that have been presented to us.
How much concern, Rick, do you have of this being a potential distraction with all the
media? Sorry, you got like three guys talking.
With all the media here, with all the scrutiny there's going to be nationwide, how much of a concern is it that this is going to be a big distraction for the Vikings moving forward?
Well, it comes with what's going on. I understand that. But I also understand that we did our due diligence the best way we can and collected the best and most information we have to date. And based off of everything that we've been able to gather to date, this is the decision the organization made. But by no means or in light do we take lightly the you know, child abuse or anything with children.
Those 2 days in August.
I won't get into the details of what we knew and not knew. I'll just tell you, we've been in constant communication with his representatives.
One more question.
Did you know about this in June when all of this was going on?
No.
You didn't know in June when the grand jury was meeting?
No.
So Rick, in his statement, Adrian said that he saw a psychologist. Was that over the weekend? Was that part
I know the statement that Adrian just put out. That was from his representatives and his attorneys. We were not involved with what his statement was. He wrote that purely from his representatives and attorneys. And you can ask Adrian those questions or his representatives of what was put in that statement.
Rich, did he take it as a sign that ownership believes he'll be acquitted?
I don't know if you take it as a sign. I just know that based on what we know as of today and the facts that we know, we feel that this was the best decision for our organization.
Scott, we're going to bring Coach up.
Could the NFL step in, or is this you good to go for the rest of the season? Or could
you'll have to speak to the NFL on that.
Thanks.
You'll have to speak to the NFL on that.